It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's holiday season in Iraq. Christians there are preparing for Christmas. Shiite and Sunni Muslims this week are observing Eid, the end of Hajj. More Iraqis are enjoying the holidays outdoors, both day and night this year, with violence at its lowest level in years. Shoppers are jamming markets, even the neighborhood of Karada, where a car bomb 2 weeks ago killed more than a dozen people. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson paid a visit and has this story.
Once you maneuver past the blast walls, an Iraqi army checkpoint, Karada Dakhil, or interior, looks like any busy retail corridor during holiday season. Scores of Iraqis, young and old, men and women, come here from all across Baghdad. They amble along the sidewalks. They pause to window shop. Especially at Odeh al-Zubaydi's perfume store, where a life-size mechanical Santa plays a saxophone and sways his hips to the beat. Other visitors peruse piles of clothing and trinkets in open-air stalls, haggling with vendors to score a bargain. Nearby, Naji Salim sharpens long knives to slice grilled lamb for hungry customers at his fast food stand. Shopping in Karada at night is something which few Iraqis, let alone an American reporter, would have dared to do a few months ago. But there are signs that Baghdad remains a city on edge, like the armed Iraqi soldiers who keep close watch for suspicious vehicles and people. On Wednesday, the soldiers were out in force in the shopping district after receiving a report of two women in all-encompassing black abayas wearing explosives vests. But on this night, the soldiers keep watch from a distance so as not to disturb the festive crowd. The shoppers don't appear worried. Like Rosul Ghassan, who is shopping for a coat for her 2.5-year-old daughter, Mariam, she says this is the third night in a row that she's ventured out. She says she feels safe for the first time in years. Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, the second highest ranking U.S. officer in Iraq, says credit for the quiet goes to the American troop surge and Iraqi security forces, and to the growing cooperation of armed factions. Many of them have agreed to stop fighting.
I spent about 10 hours just driving around Baghdad on my own, and I did see things I had not seen before. There are indications of signs of return to normalcy. The markets that I've saw both on the east side and west Baghdad were very significant. For the first time, I saw truck after truck after truck with retail items being sold, such as refrigerators, water heaters, air conditioners, heaters, in numbers I'd never seen before.
Shopkeepers here in Karada agree that crowds are plentiful, but they complain few people are actually buying anything. Many say their sales are down compared to the holiday season last year. Like 32-year-old shop owner Mohammad.
It's bad because of the plunging dollar. The latest explosion drove away the crowds for a while, too. There's nothing to make me feel like it's a holiday.
Iraqis say that while the value of the dollar is down some 15% to the Iraqi dinar, the price of goods has in many cases gone up. Still, most say they are grateful they can go out again. Trinkets vendor Riyad Jaber says scenes like the one in Karada give him hope that life in Iraq might someday be normal once more. But he adds there are far more neighborhoods in Baghdad where few dare to venture outside after dark. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Baghdad.
One of the businesses reviving in the Karada neighborhood is a fish restaurant. You can visit the Knight's Barbecue through a narrated slideshow at npr.org.